The 53 displaced South Sudanese say the armed men attacked their village, burned down houses, and killed dozens of their friends and loved ones. It has been impossible to independently verify an exact death toll. For 9 days, the displaced villagers walked through forests and open rural areas to reach Ariath in Awil North County. Displaced villager Parados Dutkwan says they were attacked late one night 2 weekends ago.
A group of men came to our village, and after an hour, they started raising complaints against us that we are not supposed to stay with them, and they set fire on our village at Kokab. Some of my brothers have fled to where I don't know.
Kwan says on their journey, they often had no water, survived on wild fruits. Another survivor, Abung Ding, says the attack took the village by surprise. He says he hasn't seen a husband since the attack occurred and does not know whether he is dead or alive.
We don't know the reason behind the attacks on us. They started burning our houses in the night. They burnt only our village Kokab, where the South Sudanese live. These men are men who bring their cattle in the village.
But Kwan says not long before the attack on their village, a group of unknown people killed a Masiria herdsman along the Merum Abiy Road. He believes the attackers wanted revenge for the dead herdsman. A team from South Sudan's Relief and Rehabilitation Commission has come to Ariath to assess the needs of the displaced South Sudanese. Deng Kwel Kwel, the SSRRC director for Northern Barghazal State, says displaced villagers have traveled a long way to reach Ariath.
I got information and I talked to our partner for Northern Barghazal, says that he can speed up to come and make the verification and give the assistance for them. Now, after we're making an interview, our partners are ready to take these people to Rafol to get the food distribution.
Kwel says his agency will work with the National Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs and international NGOs to meet the needs of the returning South Sudanese. Hundreds, possibly even thousands of South Sudanese still live in Merum Town, South Kordofan State. Kwel says after South Sudan's independence, the SSRRC has been helping South Sudanese living in various parts of Sudan to return home. He says they will help the displaced reunite with their relatives in the region, and says the government will allocate plots of land to some of the returnees in and around Ariath. For BOA News, I'm Ho Akodo in Awil.